where I come from is a, well, we've got fed rugby, really. And this is part of our upbringing. And not really soccer, which is what we call football over here. So that's what we did. Everyone had a rugby ball, and that was the sport that we'd done.
And New Zealand's got a very good national rugby team, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. So they call the All Blacks, and they're very good. Win a lot of the times. I think a lot of it is down to that. That's what we do. Rugby is what we've been really brought up with. There was a meeting point. We did it at school. We played on Saturdays, and we did our training through the week. And it was just the way it was.
This year's been quite special for the national rugby team, hasn't it?
Yeah, New Zealand won the All Blacks won the World Cup this year in Britain. The final was between Australia and New Zealand, and I think it was probably the most exciting game I've seen. I had some friends that said, come along, we've got to see this game. So the one, I was on the edge of my seat, and there was could not hear anybody else. I was just watching the game, and then it's very good. Enjoyed it very, very much. So bring back a lot of memories. So introduced some friends that had never seen rugby before, some Norwegians, and I work with a guy from Turkey. So they thought it was just fantastic. Then another American guy, one of my neighbours, they could see the interest just because of the enthusiasm. All the rugby players there, the Australians and New Zealanders, were going 100 miles an hour from the start whistle to the end. There wasn't any slowing down, so it was very impressive.
What's the special kind of dance that the national team does before a match?
Yeah, that's the Maori haka. It's called a Maori war dance. When the New Zealanders were playing another team, they would try and intimidate them, because a lot of the players are Maori or Maori descent. So it's fantastic to see. But it's changed a lot since I was a boy. The haka has changed. They have a different words and different dance. So it's still a haka, but just a different, because you get many different types of haka. Before, they used to jump up and at the end of the haka and say, hee! And jump up with their arms in the air and put their feet up towards their bum when they're jumping up. But now they're much more intimidating. So before, it was mostly, you'd say, it was dominated by Europeans. But now there's a lot of Islanders and Maoris in the teams. You split up a rugby team into two. You got the forwards at the front, and you got the backs that are faster. So the forwards at the front, they are more heavier and a bit slower, and the backs, they're a bit smaller, but they're fast. So it used to be that maybe the backs would be 80 kilos and 180 centimetres. I would say 6 foot in New Zealand. And they could run fast, but now even the backs, they're getting up to 120 kilos and 190 centimetres, and they're running fast. So big men that can run fast is quite impressive. So now it's a really tough game.